I'd like to welcome everybody. Thanks for coming. My name is Stacy, and we're going to talk about how to teach your kids about the Constitution in easy ways. So before I get started, I wanted you to know that I have all the resources from all my slides on a resource page. And if you go to my website, libertyworkbooks.com, and scroll to free downloads, you can find the resource page. It has every book, video, song, everything I'm going to show you is on that download.
Very helpful.
Oh, and I'm going to give away three of my workbooks at the end. So my husband's passing around a little basket. And just put your name on one of the pieces of paper, and you can take a sticker, too, if you want a sticker. And then at the end, I'll draw three names out for three books. So today, this is what I'm going to talk about. All of my favorite teaching resources. Then some workbooks that I created. The idea of a micro camp. And we'll have a little bit of time at the end for Q&A, if I remember. So first I want to tell you a little bit about me. I'm actually Canadian. I grew up in a little town 8 hours north of here called McGrath in Alberta, Canada. And I love my home, but I love America 100 times more. I love it so much. I've been studying American history and government for about 15 years, and I'm converted. For sure. To freedom. So this is me with my husband and four of our kids running the Freedom Run in Provo at the Freedom Festival. So the more that I've studied, the more I love America. And I've been reading books about American history and government for about 15 years. I remember because that's when my twins were born, and I had a lot of time sitting on the couch with my twins. And so I started reading. This is the first book that I read, and it's called Many Are Called But Few Are Chosen by H. Verlan Anderson. He is the person who started American Heritage School in American Fork, Utah. He was a big homeschooler, and he started this school in 1970 because he wanted a school that focused on God and on the Constitution. Anyway, this book, it just tells about why government should be limited and why people should take personal responsibility. So I really loved that book. Here's a bunch of other books that I read that I really love. And you don't have to write them down, but you can if you want, or you can take a picture. Yeah, they're all in the resource page. This is a free online course that I did through the National Center for Constitutional Studies. This is about 24 30-minute videos. And when you watch the video, you fill out this little workbook, and it just teaches the 28 principles of freedom that are in the 5,000-year leap. I did this with some moms in my neighborhood. We met together once a week, and we just watched the videos together and filled out the book. But I learned a lot that way. And then I also did the free Hillsdale College Constitution 101 course. That is, I think, 10 videos that are about 45 minutes each, and I would just do that on walks. When I was going for a walk, I would just listen to it. In that course, they mention the book, The U.S. Constitution Reader, which is the textbook for the Hillsdale, is that better? Okay. this is their textbook. Every student at Hillsdale College has to take Constitution 101. And this is 800 pages of every primary source you could ever want about the founding of America. It has the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. It also has many of the Federalist Papers. It has speeches by the presidents. It has letters from the Founding Fathers. It has the Articles of Confederation. And then it has a lot of writings that the founders read, like Cicero, Blackstone, Locke. It has everything. So I just wanted to put these hearts on for you to show you how much I love this book. I just love it so much. So after I was studying, I started to feel prompted to teach kids about America, so I started doing Constitution summer camps. And this is my friend who dressed up as Lady Liberty for me. And then I started researching a bunch of curriculums about the Constitution. These are two of my... The Good and the Beautiful takes about a semester if you do two classes a week. And then My America Storybook is Marlene Peterson's project. This is one of my kids' books. So are you guys familiar with this project, My America Storybook? Has anybody ever heard of it? So Marlene Peterson, who has done Well-Educated Heart, Libraries of Hope, she has recorded 60 hours of stories, audio stories, about America. And what you do is you listen to a story, and then your kids make a scrapbook for each, a page for each story. So, and this is Nathaniel Green. And so they listen to the story, and then they glue in the pictures that she provides about the story, and then they just write little notes about what they learned from the story. And this starts before the founding. It starts with, like, Columbus, and then it goes to modern day. This took me and my 11-year-old son 2 years to do because we only did a little bit at a time. So you can do this as fast or slow as you want, but they learned a lot, my kids, from doing that. These are two of my favorite resources for teenagers. The Brown Book is the Elementary Catechism on the Constitution. This book was made in 1828, and it's just Q&A about the Constitution. It's kind of like a little quiz, you know, catechism. If you think about, like, the Catholic Church, isn't the catechism all the things you have to learn to become a member of the Catholic Church? So this is kind of like all the things you would have to learn to become a good citizen of the United States about the Constitution. And then the book, the 1776 Report, is the book that President Trump had made as he was leaving office the first time in response to the 1619 Project. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but some people were trying to rewrite history and say that America was actually founded in 1619 when the first slaves were brought to America. And so they're trying to rewrite history as if it was founded on slavery instead of on freedom. And so President Trump had a bunch of academic specialists, historians, write this. And it's actually only 40 pages. It's like a little booklet. But I think it gives a really great overview of America and the Constitution and freedom. So. Okay, here's some of my favorite books for kids. The Sowers series and the Landmark books have really good biographies. They're very accurate, and they have tons of good books. Why I Love America has published two little books. I think they're like a dollar each. They're really small. I think they're perfect for like a bedtime story. But they give the basic facts about why America is free. The first one, and the second one is how God helped America become a country, basically. And then PragerU has made a lot of kids' books about all kinds of patriotic topics. And of course, Tuttle Twins. So here's some videos that I really like. The Freedom Factor videos are cartoons about the Constitution. There's 10 videos. They're about 5 minutes each. So that will only take you an hour if you watch all the videos. And what your kids do is you give them each a pocket Constitution, and this character, Dan, the cartoon character, he helps your kids out underline, highlight certain things in the Constitution. And so they'll have a really good basic understanding of what the Constitution is and kind of the little parts that are in the Constitution if they watch these videos. Have any of you guys seen these videos before? They were made, I think, maybe 10 or 15, maybe 10 years ago, I think. They're kind of cheesy, but kids really love them. And then PragerU Kids has made tons of videos. They just came out with a new series called 5 Minutes. It's 5 minutes about the Constitution or something, but they're really, really good. Little Patriots is Ben Carson's website, and it's got lots of videos and lots of curriculum ideas. Have any of you seen Liberty's Kids?
Yes.
Yeah, you can watch, there's 40 episodes, you can watch them on YouTube. I don't know where else they're available, that's the only place I've been able to find them, online. But these are 40 videos about the Revolutionary War. But they're really good.
Is Liberty's Kids all history? Or is it just like based on history movie?
You can get them in a set of DVDs.
Yeah.
And scriptures too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay. It's cartoons all about the Revolutionary War.
Is there fiction to it? Or is it all...
Is it historical fiction?
It's historical fiction.
Okay. It's really... My kids really learned a lot.
Okay, so I like to sing songs with kids because it's an easy way to memorize stuff and it gets into their heart, you know, the spirit of America. So here's some of my favorite songs that you all know. You can find...
Sing for it?
No, I'm not going to sing. You can find these, you know, karaoke's of these all over YouTube and just sing with your kids. Then these are some favorites. God Bless the USA and Oh America. And then this website, her name is Sandy Wilbur, and she's written 4 patriotic songs for kids. I'll just see if I can show you her website really quick. She has 4 songs that are patriotic. We the People teaches kids the words of the preamble. 47 Years Ago is about the Gettysburg Address. Happiness, the Declaration is the We Hold These Truths to Be Self-Evident song. And then this song is about the Statue of Liberty. And these are really good. My kids have all learned the words of the preamble and the words of the Declaration of Independence from these songs. Have you heard of Hope of America? This is a huge event in Utah County. Thousands of fifth graders get together in the Marriott Center and sing patriotic songs and do a big program for their parents. And this happens every year. I don't remember when, maybe May. I'd have to look it up on the website. But you can go to their website and they have the whole playlist of all the songs that they learn that you can teach your kids. Okay, as far as patriotic crafts, I just go to the Dollar Tree and look up on Pinterest. So I'm sure you guys can find great crafts to do with your kids. I like to make them a little meaningful. So like this is a frame with, the preamble in the middle. I got those little albums, photo albums from the Dollar Tree. And the kids decorated the front and then put in a bunch of patriotic songs and made their little songbook. And then this was just a paper, like origami kind of. So this is a project called Follow the Flag. It's a huge flag. Let me see what the dimensions are. This is flying in Snow Canyon, which is where I live. This is about 5 minutes from my house. I live in Ivins, Utah, by St. George. And this flag flies in our canyon every November for like 10 days. But it's a really awesome thing to take your kids to stuff like this and let them just feel the spirit when they see that huge flag. It's very...
150 by 80.
Oh, thank you. 150 by 80. And each star is 5 feet tall, each of the 50 stars, and it weighs 450 pounds, and they hang it on these cables between the two mountains. And I went to their website, and I found out that they were in Idaho last year. Did any of you guys see this in, where was it?
Twin Falls under the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And it's in Ogden every year, and it's in Pleasant Grove every July, because the guy who did it, he's from Pleasant Grove. Yeah.
So they're coming back to the St. George area?
Yeah, every November.
Every November?
It's been there three times, and it says on their website it's an annual event.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go to their website, you can see where it's supposed to go next. That's a fun one. And then, of course, you know about, like, Freedom Festivals. I looked up online that you have a huge one in Idaho Falls. It said it's the fifth biggest in the country. I had no idea. It sounds huge. The fireworks, yeah. The fifth largest fireworks. Sorry.
It's awesome. It's like a 30-minute, 45-minute or something. Maybe 30.
Long.
Very
and huge.
And just... Yeah.
But if you go, just be prepared for like
traffic.
A 2-hour drive
yeah.
home, like you live 15 minutes away.
Oh, wow.
Just come to my house. I live on the hill, and you can see it from my house.
Oh, it's been close up.
I'm so serious, too.
Okay.
I love you all.
And then I wanted to tell you about the Freedom's Light Festival in Bountiful. If you happen to be in Bountiful around Constitution Day, which is September 17th, they have a big festival in their park downtown where they have all the reenactors. They have cannon firings, musket firings. They have people dressed up like the founders who read the Declaration of Independence. They have, what I really liked was they had a huge replica of the Mayflower. It was like this big Mayflower ship. And then I really liked talking to Joan of Arc. She was in her armor. And I want to tell you this interesting tidbit that she told me. She said, if Joan of Arc wouldn't have helped France stay a country, win the war, then France would have never helped America in the Revolution. Mm-hmm. Because it wouldn't have been a country, I guess. I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting. So that's what I learned at the Freedom's Light Festival. So there's a Constitution Bee in Utah, the state capital, in March for Utah kids. But the lady who made this told me that if any of you guys want to organize a Constitution Bee in Idaho, she'll give you all the materials. Do you know, is there a Constitution Bee in Idaho? Have you ever heard of one? Okay. Yeah. So that website is freedomslight.org. The same lady that runs the Freedom's Light Festival runs the Constitution Bee. She's been doing both for 18 years. She's super patriotic. And this is not to be confused with the National Civics Bee is a contest that's going to be held this November in Washington, D.C., and one kid gets to go from every state. And the grand prize is a $100,000 education fund. But in order to go to that, you have to win your local contests. So you'd have to get on online and find out where they are in Idaho if you want your kid to try to go to that. And the deadline is February 3rd. I just found this out on their website. So hurry and sign up if you want your kids to do that. Patriot Camp is something that some moms in Pennsylvania organized in 2010. And they've been doing it in Utah since 2011. And they've been doing it here for a few years. I know you had one here last year. And if you go to this website, there are two manuals that are full of patriotic activities, crafts, games, all kinds of stuff. And all the stuff you would need to host a one-week camp about America. But I think you're probably having one in Pocatello this summer. You just have to go to the website, and it'll probably tell you. And then another great event is to do a live Constitution read. My kids did this with some kids in Washington County, where I live. And it was a bunch of kids, and it was also community members, like policemen, the mayor, you know, the DAR, and all kinds of people came and took turns each reading a sentence or two out of the Constitution. And we read the whole thing. It takes about an hour to read the whole thing. So after doing all that research myself, I was looking for something that was really quick and easy to do. Because like The Good and Beautiful is excellent, but it takes a semester. This book I did, my America Storybook, took me 2 years. You know, I mean, I was really slow, but so I was looking for something really, really quick and easy. I couldn't really find it, so that's why I created some workbooks that I'm calling Liberty Workbooks. And these are the first four that I've created. And each one only takes an hour to do. So you could, for like a 12 to 14 year old. If your kids are a little bit younger, it will take them a little bit longer, like maybe 2 hours to do all the reading, and there's a little bit of writing. But I put in these books, like I'll talk about the Declaration and the Constitution, the very most important things about freedom in those books, in very simple words with analogies and pictures, and I just wanted to make it really, really doable. So there's those two books, and then I started doing a lot of research about Christopher Columbus. I wanted to write a book about him being a godly man, and I found lots of proof that he was a godly man by reading his own letters, his own writings, and people that were close to him that knew him, their writings. I found a lot of great stuff, and so I really wanted to write that book. And then I wrote one about the pilgrims, and I did a lot of research about that one also, just to show they went through a lot, and they never lost faith in God. They relied on him, not just to get here across the ocean. I mean, that was a huge feat, but then once they got here, they had to survive, and not just the first winter. But after that, all their friends and relatives came without any food, and they had to survive the next winter. And I learned a lot about how they prayed and God helped them survive, basically. So I love the pilgrims, and I love Columbus, and I love America. It's awesome. Now I just want to talk for a second about this book that I made, 5 Minutes for Freedom. So the idea of this book is that literally you can just spend 5 minutes a day with your kids. Every lesson is just one picture and one question. So you can hold the picture up like this and show your kids, and then you read what's on the back. You don't have to prepare anything. You don't have to think about anything. You just read it. So I'll do this one with you guys, okay? What was the Revolutionary War? Anybody have an answer?
Breaking away from those Brits.
Exactly. Okay, the Revolutionary War was the king's response to the Declaration of Independence. Over 150 battles were fought from 1775 to 1783. This painting portrays an event on December 25th and 26th, 1776, when General Washington guided his troops across the freezing Delaware River during a severe winter storm. Oh, yeah, I saw this actual painting at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. And it's huge. It's like as big as this wall. It's really cool. Washington surprised the enemy on the other side, who didn't expect an attack on Christmas night under such unfavorable weather conditions. None of the 2,400 soldiers died during the crossing, which Washington ascribed to God's protection. The victory was a morale booster for the Americans, who had suffered many recent defeats and were beginning to lose hope. Through hard work, perseverance, and faith in God, the Americans won the Revolutionary War. That was less than 5 minutes. That was like 1 minute. And that was the lesson. So I'll give you another example. Let's see. I'll just do this one. Okay. When was the Constitution signed? 1787. September 17th, that's Constitution Day. Okay, at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The original document is written on four large parchment pages, about 2 by 2.5 feet each, and is kept at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. This painting is called Scene at the Signing of the United States Constitution. George Washington is the most prominent figure standing on the platform. He was the president of the Constitutional Convention and became the first president of the United States. Ben is near the podium in a light gray suit, and Alexander Hamilton is to the left of him leaning forward. James Madison is sitting to the right of the man standing in the red suit. Okay, so that's that lesson. So this is basically everything that I have in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution workbooks, but just in this format with the quill binding so that you can just show your kids the picture and read what's on the back. That's just another example from my book. Okay, so I want to give you this idea of hosting a micro camp. You know, just you, just your own kids. Imagine having a summer camp and you just do it for your kids. Maybe you invite some of their friends over. Imagine if everybody in America who loved America just got the kids that they knew and had a little summer camp with them about America. So when I was doing summer camps, we would do an opening with the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance. Then we'd have a little lesson, we'd sing songs, we'd do crafts, and we'd have special guests. I got some of my friends to dress up like George and Martha Washington, or Lady Liberty, and my favorite special guests were when I would have immigrants come and talk to the kids about why they were so grateful that they lived in America. They really loved that part. So I think you could do this just with your own kids. Just you could use this book or something like it just to come up with like a few little easy lessons. You know, nothing too long, just teach them a little bit. And sing some songs, do some crafts, and have some special guests. You could just host this in your house or in your backyard or at a park. And you could bring some snacks and have some playtime at the park after you do your little lesson. And imagine how many kids would learn about America if everybody just did that with the kids that they knew. So I'm going to end with a couple quotes, and then we'll have a little time for questions. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. And then this one. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. So it just depends on us. Teaching our kids. And I know that kids, they want to know what's true. They want to know what's right. There's a lot of confusion in the world today about what's true and what's right, about government and about freedom. And reading the actual words with them from the Declaration of Independence and from the Constitution is very powerful. That's all they really need. They just need the primary sources. They just need to read the actual words from the Founding Fathers. That cuts through a lot of the confusion out there. So I guess we have some time now. I ended a little bit early, but does anybody have any comments or any questions? Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of a question. What if when you're a little burned out, what motivates you to get cracking again at doing a lesson with your kids, especially as teenagers when they're putting up their teenage junk and you're kind of like, I don't even want to deal with it today. But what do you do to get motivated to still push ahead and get school done and all that?
Oh gosh, that's a hard question. Maybe do some of you other moms have some suggestions? What helps you keep going? I mean, I know it's really hard to get burned out, especially this time of year, because you've been doing it, you know, since September, and I don't have a good answer. I mean, I think you just have to have a break now and then. Maybe you just take a break, do some fun things. I don't know. What were you going to say?
You are separate from
it's just really hard. I have 7 kids, and when you're a homeschooler, you're the mom and the teacher, and it's really stressful, but also awesome.
Can I ask that workbook we pass it around?
Or oh, sure.
I guess we'll let another workbook in this.
Yeah, this is the America Square book.
This is a fix-all idea, but it was just something we did recently, and we did a math around the table night. And my hubby was there, and we had a kid on each side, and we were doing math together, and it was kind of fun, kind of challenging, kind of fun.
That sounds fun.
I only have 10 kids, so they weren't all there doing math, but
there's a few she didn't get.
Let's talk too. If you're feeling burnout, I think something's out of balance, and maybe you just need to step back from like everything and just try to figure out what's going on.
That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's easy to overcommit to too much. Mm-hmm. So maybe simplify something.
Can I just a comment, because you mentioned the one in Pocatello, but the Stand Up for Freedom booth, just back in that corner of the room, they do a Constitution camp in Idaho Falls, and he said there's fun activities for kids and then older kids can be helpful, but he gave the example of crossing the Delaware, and it was ice water, which they're crossing in barefoot, like, so there's fun activities. And
oh, that's fun. Okay, so that's in Idaho Falls?
Yeah.
In July?
Third week of July. But they have all the information.
Okay, and their booth is called
Stand Up for Idaho.
Idaho. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was talking to that lady, that she's the one that started that camp. So, okay. Yeah, that would be a fun one. Okay, let's do our drawing again. Let's do on a draw out. This is my assistant.
You're having fun with this stuff.
Oh, okay.
Amber Bird.
You can have the one that's going around.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you.